How old are your children?
I have a 14 and a 17.
Or do you have any keepsakes that you could put your hands on where they when they went to the first worship service at a church?
I have stuff. No, not really anything.
Man, I don't remember the first time. I remember them taking it later after they were had accepted Christ and been baptized in our church, and they took it then. But the
But
real
no, you don't have a keepsake of that.
Nah, I really don't. I
Yeah.
really don't.
My son was about probably around 10, and I think my daughter was probably about the same age, 10 to 11.
Do you have any keepsakes of that, or memory triggers, or notes in a journal, or anything like that?
I don't, but my daughter has the Bible that she was given.
Hmm. Good.
When she,
And then what about their baptism?
Yes, I remember that.
Do you have
But
anything?
no.
Hey everyone, I'm your host, Kurt Bruner. Welcome to the podcast. I am talking to different parents who have older kids and trying to figure out if any of us have kept anything to remind us of their spiritual journey.
I remember when they got baptized, but I couldn't put my hand on their baptism certificate now to save my life.
Oh,
My
okay.
wife probably could,
Okay.
but I wouldn't have a clue where to look.
Yeah, well, we talked to your wife. She said, I think my husband would.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter was 3, and I believe we brought both the kids in there, so 2 and 3 years old.
Okay, any pictures of that or?
I actually have a picture of us dedicating the older daughter, and she threw up all over my suit, so I do have a
Well,
picture
that
of
was
that.
worth keeping.
We,
Yeah.
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 I'm sure we do because I have a huge box that my husband gripes about.
But you
But
didn't sort through it for a while.
I'd have to search.
Not really. I don't remember. Of course,
No.
of course, we made a big deal of it,
Yeah.
but I don't remember the time.
Yeah, you don't have a date or
No, don't have a
keepsake
date.
of any kind?
None.
How about the first time they took communion, the Lord's Supper?
No recollection of that.
No recollection.
Right, so do you have a picture of her first time at church or any notes or anything about it or the date?
No. Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
First time they took communion or Lord's Supper?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
Have they?
Oh, yes.
They did. Okay, you
Yes.
just don't have a memory of it. Do you,
Right.
so you don't have a keepsake of that of any kind?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think we got a baptism certificate.
Do you know where that is?
Any keepsakes ended with a baby scrapbook. That's the last
Also,
time.
after the baby scrapbook, you don't have necessarily a record of all these things.
That's correct.
Well, as it turns out, we haven't done real well at keeping mementos or notes or journals or anything that chronicles the faith journey of our children as they're growing up, which means we really don't have much to give them, something that could be a record of their experiences growing up in the faith. Well, on this edition of the podcast, we're going to talk about a solution. So, with a music bridge, let's get started. I'm sitting here in my office with Lydia Randall, and we're talking about and very excited about the Faith Box, which has just released, and it's a tool, resource that we're making available to parents. And I wanted to talk to Lydia, who was the creative brainchild behind this and been working real hard. And she's a new mom herself, and so it's driven by passion. But Lydia, talk about the purpose of the Faith Box.
The Faith Box really has two purposes behind it. First of all, for parents, I wanted to create a really easy, simple to use tool that parents would have, starting with their child being born all the way up to 18 years old. Just little baby steps, little things for each year that they can focus on. Sometimes it's overwhelming for a parent, different things that they feel like they need to be doing. But if there was just one, just simple little thing that they could focus on for each year for their child, that would be really helpful and purposeful. Also giving creative ideas to make intentional times together for holidays and for special occasions. But then the other side of it, the second focus, is really for the child. I worked in children's ministry for a number of years and had a lot of parents really having a hard time when their child hit a point of questioning their faith. And did I ever make that decision to follow Christ? And really just had a passion for creating something that a child would continually, through their journey of faith, put something in a box and in the faith book to really show and then know that they have that solid foundation. So when they start questioning, they can look back and know this specific milestone. I did accept Christ on this particular day. This is where we were. This is what we did. And every year since then, we've celebrated.
Okay, so in front of me here, you're holding what says My Faith Box. Very simple, very easy to understand that that's what this is My Faith Box. On the side here, you can write the child's name. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you'd want one of these for each child.
For each child, and then we put it on the side where you can write the name so you can stick it in on a bookshelf or up in the closet and be able to see real easily. We also, it's kind of got a cardboard, kind of real nice, clean look to it. If you want to decorate it, have your kids put stickers or color or do something on it like that, fun activity to do.
Make it their own.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So then you open it up, and there is a notebook inside. And in the notebook, it's actually the cover of it says My Faith Book. So it goes My Faith Box, My Faith Book. And in My Faith Book, what are they going to find?
First of all, in the first chapter, it's going to be really a great tool to really journal some different things. Each year on your child's birthday, you'll have a page to fill in on that year, some specific things that you're praying for your child, a verse that you might be praying for your child that year, then just some fun milestones or different things that they've accomplished that year.
Well, so for real practical use then, if I'm a parent, like you have Boone, who is how old now?
He is 9 months old now.
9 months old. So we haven't hit year one first birthday. When we hit year one first birthday, if you have the faith box, you would then say, hey, it's his birthday. I'm going to pull out the faith book, and walk me through that experience.
Every year, we'll be able to pull out the faith book and open it up. And on his birthday, we'll be able to fill in journal entries of what happened that year, different things we're praying for him, some fun things of what he ate that year or what his favorite toys were. There's different prompts kind of throughout each that are age specific. And then you'll also find a parent plan for that year. And so we'll pull that out and create a plan for Boone as to what we're going to focus on the next 12 months. Every year, it'll kind of take you through some different phases that you might be encountering with your kids, some different milestones and memories that you might capture at different points.
Now, part of your educational background is child development, right?
Child and family studies.
Yeah, so you know kind of at what stage and what age children are ready for what kinds of milestones or decisions or discussions or learnings, right? So you've incorporated that into this.
Yes.
So I don't have to think about it as a parent. You've done the thinking for me.
As much as I could.
Well, thank you, because there's one less thing I have to do.
Yes, I really just wanted to provide a very simple and easy tool that really helped a parent know, okay, my child is ready cognitively, you know, socially, relationally, to just focus on a couple of these little things, and so that they can just take those real easy steps to focus on being intentional with their children for that year.
We talk about easy steps. One of the things that our ministry tries to do is always provide one step you can take, one date night discussion, one family night idea, one mealtime discussion, one movie night. So we've kind of built our whole ministry emphasis around easy baby steps. It seems like what you've done with the Faith Box is merged easy baby steps with a long-term plan. Kind of describe that.
Yeah, what I really wanted to do is create something that wasn't just a one-time event, that you just look at this or you just read this one time, but that every year as you're getting it out on your child's birthday, or if you've got a significant milestone coming up, if your child's just accepted Christ, that's a significant milestone that you take your faith book out and write down some special memories from that time.
Now, Lydia, I know you came from a really solid Christian family and a lot of intentionality in your home, but a lot of people didn't have that, and so this doesn't come naturally for them. So I know part of your vision is probably a tool such as holidays. Talk about holidays, for example. I know you have a section on that.
Holidays is probably one of my favorite things, really. Growing up in the family that I did, we just had a lot of family traditions. So in the last chapter of the Faith Book, it's just a whole section of great creative, fun ideas of how you can be intentional. You don't have to come up with the ideas. They're already done for you. You just make them happen. Just enjoy your time as a family together, and just really make it purposeful time that your kids will grow up remembering, build those traditions in, and really set that good, solid, firm foundation that most of the holidays are really built on our Christian faith, and so really incorporating those to make them really be purposeful.
So, to put it real simply, If I get the faith box, I'll write my child's name on there. Their birthday, I'll get it out, so that it gives me a kind of a create a plan for this year, talks to me as a parent. But the older they get, it sounds like it becomes more and more theirs, less and less mine, more and more theirs. It becomes kind of a keepsake.
Yes, exactly. And you'll kind of notice through the birthdays, the prompts kind of start at the beginning with the parents filling in a lot of information, and then slowly turn into, as a child becomes a teenager.
Well, it's kind of like a baton hand. It's a practical baton handoff, isn't it? From my faith that I'm trying to talk to you about to your faith that you're chronicling those key decisions. I think about parents who are a bit intimidated by the idea of, wait, I'm supposed to lead my child to Christ, or talk about baptism, or the sex talk, you know, all those things that are on the horizon that are integral to their faith journey. Most of those, if I remember right, flipping through the book, you hit them in a way that makes it very practical and user-friendly.
It is. One of the things that working in children's ministry, parents would say a lot is, I don't know how to talk about this. I don't know how to put it in, quote, kids' terms for them to understand. Or I don't even understand it really myself. And so under the parent points section, you'll find just a ton of different resources, ways to introduce your child to just the solid foundation of their faith, how to read the Bible, what are some key things about that, even just how to explain baptism. I think there's often a lot of confusion with kids on baptism. A lot of kids will think that you are saved when you get baptized, and there's a confusion that baptism is actually a symbol, just like a wedding ring, that it's just telling people that you've made that decision to invite Christ into your life. So there's a sheet on leading your child to Christ, and at the bottom of that, it talks about, now that your child's accepted Christ, now's a great time to talk about baptism. Put it in their terms to help make sure that they not only understand becoming a Christian, but also understand what the point of being baptized is, and that that's not what makes you a Christian. So something like that, where it just gives you some very easy-to-use just terms and tools with your kids.
Are there just fun things, like for memories? For example, Boone is going to hit his first birthday. What are some fun things you've got in there?
As we're getting ready to celebrate Boone's first birthday, it was kind of fun as just writing this to think about the different memories that we would fill in for Boone. You know, favorite food, favorite songs, favorite toys, just a lot of things that I want to remember. And then there's always a section for memory markers. And those are just those fun things of, you know, first time they said mom, first time they said dad, first steps that they took. Or if you just want to write down that they've received a certain award at school for the year, or make up your own awards on a family night and write those down as just some memory markers. Be a fun thing to write down what they want to be when they grow up. Every year that kind of changes from want to be a fireman to, you know, want to be the president, or, you know, just some of those fun things to capture that they can go back and look at and go, okay, I was so funny. You know, that was a funny stage I went through, or I really enjoyed that during that time. So just a great way to capture all of those things and put them.
Well, I think of our kids growing up, because we have four and some are now adults, that where was that picture he drew when he said, I love Jesus, and remember that? Yeah, I don't know, it's in a box somewhere. What's kind of cool is with the faith box, you've got a place to just toss it in there so that you know where it is.
Yes, and also the book is in a spiral, and so you can always take stuff out, you can always add stuff in, and really make it your own. One of the other things that I've just gotten really excited about in having a son is just writing out my own faith story, and that's something that Boone will have with him forever and know the legacy that he's receiving from us.
Won't it be cool to pull out the faith box before his wedding or before his first child's first birthday and take a look at some of those memories? And you know, when we're going through those parenting years, especially when the kids are young, we're so busy, we're so exhausted, we don't think to do that. And what's so neat is to have something that will trigger, oh yeah, I've got the faith box, I'll stick it in there and get back to it later. And then when I come back to it, I've got what I need to make the story or to trigger the memory. So I'm pretty excited about this, and we're making this available to parents. We especially encourage those who have a newborn or going through a baby dedication process, or maybe a grandparent who has a child who's about to have a baby. It's just a great gift for focusing intentionality when it comes to the faith journey of our kids. Anything else you'd want to tell just a family who's saying, hey, I'm interested in this?
I would say just start where you are. I think sometimes as parents, we often get overwhelmed with what we're not doing or what we should be doing, or, oh, I wish we'd captured this. And I really want this to be a tool that's very easy and user-friendly for parents, that's not overwhelming, but it's just something really practical but very meaningful for their kids to have.
And you say start where you are. So if my child is 6, would it still be appropriate to start with a My Faith box?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's what if they're 7?
If they're 7, yeah, if they're 7.
Still going to let them in. Yeah. Okay, good. There are several ways you can get a My Faith box. One, if you attend our church, we encourage you to have a baby and have that baby dedicated. And during the dedication process, we'll be giving this as a gift to help you along the process as a parent and to help chronicle their faith journey. If you're not at a point where you're about to have a baby, maybe you've already had your kids and you'd like to get started, go to myfaithbox.org and find out information on how to get one of these. If you're a grandparent, you may want to give it as a gift to help the parents who are raising your grandchildren become more intentional and perhaps do a better job documenting this process than some of us did with our own kids.
Let's turn the tables here.
Uh-oh. I'm asking the questions.
Do you have any keepsakes or have any special memories from that time written down?
I would like to plead the fifth right now, because I didn't have a faith box. But,
nice,
you know,
transition.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being intentional about building a God-honoring home. And we'll see you next time.